Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So I was running.
Hello.
Hello. Tell them where we are.
We are now on the road in a van. It's a beautiful van. We sat back here with all the pallets of cement. We've hitched a ride up to Liverpool to do our show tonight at Royal Albert Docks. And we're somewhere between
Arsehole and breakfast time.
Otherwise known as
Ashton under London.
Where
are we, Annie? Annie's our tour manager. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. Where are we?
We just went past Kiel.
We just went past Kiel. One of the best service stations in the country.
Oh, yeah.
I know that he's disputed.
Yeah. What
the power should be.
What does a good service station have to give you?
Greeks.
Yeah. Oh, these are major staples.
You know, massive Greeks.
Yeah.
There has to be one of them rooms with all the fruit machines.
Yes.
You know,
a fruity paradise. Yeah. It's a mecca for
them. I tell you what I like also. Like them driving games you get there, you know?
I know.
So when you spend 2.5 hours driving in the car, you get out of the service station and bang another quid in the driving game.
I like that.
I enjoy that. And I like them electronic massage chairs.
I like them. What I like, and this is for any ladies, I don't know whether any ladies listen to our podcast. Ladies, a little bit of a secret. In the gentleman's toilet, there's a massive trough and that for men to do the number ones. And what I was like, there's always something that appetites to proper men who are on the road.
Yeah, well, lorry drivers.
And at high height, as you're having a wee, there's always something about prostate.
Oh, yeah, there's always something about that.
Always about prostate.
Like three blokes holding hats in front of their knobs.
Yes.
And the least likely of them
doesn't
have to hold the hat on his knob because his knob stood up.
What's
so he can hang the hat off him, which means he's the one that isn't impotent and the other one can't get it.
That's not prostate, though, is it?
No, but that's something else.
And that's something else. Is that all knob based? It's knob based.
Well, a prostate isn't a knob area, is it?
Is it?
I don't know.
I don't
know where it is.
So we just stopped. We didn't stop it to make
anyway,
it clear.
You get them in your rhinos.
You get them anyway, ladies. So
what you get in there?
Yeah.
It's the big Durex machines.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why you might need
get them
one
there.
At the service station.
Yeah, I know.
You know, you got to go and buy a pack of them and then go out in the car park and think, well, we've got 5 minutes before we drive up to Manchester.
Yeah.
You might, you know.
Yeah, that's it.
Have it off, you know.
Annie, and stop me if this is too serious, but if you were to buy gentleman's, what we used to call a rubber Johnny, where would you purchase a French letter? Where would you purchase it from?
Family planning clinic.
You don't have to pay nothing for them.
They give them to you. Okay.
Where did you used to get it from?
Well, I obviously had to slaughter a sheep and use its innards in my time.
What a barber used to have them out, didn't they? Like, something.
Well, my barber not only had him out, he used to use him.
Yeah, he's a fan. He's a fan
while he's doing
your hair. I'm just off for 5 minutes out the back.
Yeah, have a posh one, yeah. With one of them on.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
It's disgusting.
Sorry about this, sorry, ladies listening. Annie has to put up with... Do you have to put up with a lot of...
Muck,
Annie?
A little bit of muck.
A little bit of muck, you're right, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
like a little bit of muck.
A little bit of muck. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to stop and we're going to pick this right up when we get to the venue.
Yeah, but don't forget to buy tickets for our show.
Oh, Christ, please. Yeah, we're in Liverpool tonight. You'll probably get this after Liverpool.
Yeah, but then tomorrow we're in Hull. Conversation Hull. We need all the help we can get out there.
M6, hold on, we're in Liverpool. 46 miles to Liverpool.
Yes, sir.
And so you'll get this on, what day is it, Wednesday? Thursday you'll get this.
Yes.
We're in Hull tomorrow, Thursday the 6th, is it?
Something like
yes,
that, yeah.
And then
Stafford.
No, the 5th. Thursday the 5th.
Friday the 6th, we're in Stafford.
Yeah, the 6th, we're in Stafford. So Thursday the 5th, Hull. Friday the 6th, Stafford. Yeah. Until we get to Liverpool.
We're on the road now.
Hello, we are here now.
Hello?
Tell them where we are and everything we've done since we've arrived.
Well, we are now in... We find ourselves in Hull, which is the city of culture this year,
yes.
Isn't it, Barry?
Oh, it's so
cool. So we feel right at home here.
Yes.
Right at home here, the city of culture.
Yes.
And I was up here, 11 years ago. You know, nicking stuff and all that carry on.
Yeah, that in them days it was the city of nicking, not so
that's
much of culture.
City of culture, it's changed now to the city of culture.
Cultural.
And I've come up, Barry.
Oh, yeah, I've come up
this place.
Really?
They've put a lick of paint on the old town.
Yeah.
And it looks like, you know, a place you like to spend a bit of time, I'll be honest with you.
Well, of course, it's only a flying visit. We was in Liverpool yesterday.
Yeah, we were in Liverpool,
And that's similarly got a docks that's been really tight.
Oh, yeah, been tight.
Really
tight. Yeah, they spent some money on that.
Cool,
and
they heck.
Yeah, and we was in that cellar, weren't we?
We was in a cellar last night.
Yeah.
And
today we're in what can only be described as a stable.
Yes.
Yeah,
we're in the stable tonight called the Fruit Space.
Yeah, it's a stable though.
It was a bit of a stable.
Really. It's like a bar in it, and there's chairs and that. But it's a stable.
Yeah, but as Angela says, we had a lovely time.
Oh,
we had all vegetarian muck down there.
Oh yeah, they had all that muck.
And all that muck down there.
In Liverpool.
Yeah, and just now we're out here in...
Oh, yeah, all that muck we have out there. Yeah, we had a load of muck on the pier.
Yes, we did.
Yeah, because it's a city of culture. They don't serve proper food no more. They just serve sort of muck, don't they?
Yeah, that's
European muck.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about you guys, these arty places. It's all art, and, you know, I've got interest in literature.
Oh, yeah. Hey, do you want a plate of muck with that?
Yes, please.
Okay, there's about 20 quid.
Yeah, I've come to see the band. I'm very keen in classical music. Do you eat vegetarian muck?
Yeah, that's why I've come here.
For the poetry?
Yeah,
no, just the muck.
Obviously, we were in Liverpool last night, and don't worry, ladies and gentlemen, because you can still get a good plate of fried food
there, can't you? Yeah.
Oh, God. You can get the works in Liverpool.
Absolutely.
You know, for about 5 quid.
Yeah, that's it.
But don't worry about that.
But anywhere which calls itself a city of culture is going to have more than its share of vegan muck.
A lot of muck up here. We used to have that on our rider, didn't we? They said, what would you like on your tour rider? We only want organic food and all that stuff. And then we changed that after we tasted it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
it's
muck,
isn't it? I mean, we had a regime when we started. We went mad, didn't we? We had a Tupperware full of frog spawn.
All that stuff, all green bits throughout the pond.
You know, it's like bits and pieces.
Yeah, because we want to look after our voices, don't we?
Yeah, it's very important. We was trying to be like Coldplay on tour. And now...
Yeah, but I know for a fact that they have all that in their boxes and that, and then they nip round the road for Chinese.
I mean, now we've changed our mind. We've got hamburgers on there. We've got Ginsters. We've got an entire... Well, we've got a van full of
Scotch
egg. Scotch egg. Wheels.
But I mean, you know, I'm into, like... It's nice to go around the country and see all the new regeneration, you know. And it makes you think, oh, I could get into this regeneration thing. I mean, there's money to be made.
Well,
you know?
Don't forget, do you remember we was going to
renovate
Big Ben?
Yeah, we were that close to it, weren't we?
We put in a tender.
Put in a tender, yeah, very much so. And it was accepted.
It was. I mean, you know, to be fair, we was going to... this lot have done. You're coming very, very low.
That's very low, very low.
When you're about to start and you've warned everyone, you go,
it's going to cost us another 30 billion, I'm afraid. Because when we got in there, we had a look at the clock and we was like, no, we can't do it for 150 quid, which is what we had originally.
It was 150.
Yeah, which is why we won it.
We thought we'd go really low. We have to revise it up to 3 billion.
3 billion. So when we got in there, because when we got into the clock, we thought we're going to need at least 30 boxes of Windoline thing here. And like, you know, I don't know how we're going to get the ladders up here.
Well, Kenny's got a ladder. He's got a step ladder.
That won't get you all the way up.
But I tell you what was amazing. When we went in there, we went and had a look around, and the keeper of the clock, the clock man.
Yeah.
He shows around. Remember we saw that ghost?
Oh, yeah. That ghost up there.
There's a ghost up there.
Yeah. He's got like a big sheet on his head.
Yeah.
And he's like, come up and he goes, you know.
It was the ghost of Shakespeare.
He walked around the Big Ben, like, you know, going boom.
And he went and he gave us that, you know, the world
is not enough.
All that lovely poetry.
He was all quoting all Bond like titles, didn't he? He's like going Goldfinger.
Goldfinger, he went like that. And it's all done in the meter.
He says diamonds are for Everest.
And we said, that's beautiful. What does it mean?
Yeah. Although when we asked him that, he just stared at us blankly because he's been up there that long. Gone deaf.
He's
lost his hearing up there.
But he said, he's running out. I mean, he does spook people, all that Bond stuff.
Running out of energy, he said, didn't he? He's running out of motivation.
He has, but since he's on Mrs. Brown's Boys, he's keen on that. He said, verily.
He's sticking around a bit longer.
He said, verily, sire, 'tis scary to quote Shakespeare in a very, you know, scary way. But he finds it's a little bit more immediate for if he does Mrs. Brown's
Boys. Well, what he said to me was, like, while I was just cleaning... I was cleaning muck off the big hand of the clock.
Yes.
That was before we lost the contract. How long you been up here, Shakespeare's Ghost? I've been up here for about 400 years. I said, you get stuck up here and stuff? Well, yeah, I got a lot of view, you know. I sort of stuck up here. I thought of all the places in England to haunt, this would be a good one. I thought, fair enough.
Yeah.
And I said, how long are you planning on being here? He said, well, to be honest with you, he said, verily, I got fed up with it about 5 to 6 years ago, I was going to sort of clear off and, you know, go into the spirit world, you know, and pass over. Yeah. And I said, what stopped you from doing that, you know, verily? He says, I saw an episode of Mrs. Brown's Boys.
And he said,
I know I wrote all them plays, but whatever, what I done, don't touch that. Like, I pissed myself laughing.
Yeah.
I thought, I haven't laughed like that for about 200 odd years.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
And I thought, well, he says, verily, I'll stick around for as long as that is on. Yes. And then when that gets axed or like decommissioned or whatever, or he stops doing the live shows, then I'll verily piss off and go, you know, go into the spirit again.
Well, to be fair to Shakespeare, and I've loved all of his work, Diamonds Are Forever, Octopussy, The Man Who Will Be King, which is not a Bond film, it's another film
Sean Connery.
Verily, that is one of the best of The Man Who Will Be King. And Shakespeare goes, yeah, it's one of my better ones, verily. He got through all that.
I called him out on something.
What did you call him out? Yes, he bought twice.
No, because he's going, verily, I said, what? So you've done Shakespeare, you've done Macbeth, verily.
Yeah, done all the
look. And all Hamlet and that. He went, yeah, verily, he says, I've done Macbeth, I've done Hamlet, I've done Twelfth Night, I've done Neighbours. And I went, Can I just stop you there? You wrote Neighbours.
Yeah.
He went, oh, yeah, I wrote some of the early stuff with Jason Donovan and that. I went, I said, all right, go on. What were their names, their character names? He went, oh, verily, I can't remember. I said, yeah, but you made out many names if you wrote it. He went, I said, all right, I didn't write bloody names, okay, but I was a fan of it. I said, listen, if you go and lie about that, how do we know that you wrote them plays back in the, like, whatever it was, you know?
Well, I had the same thing with David Van Dyne. We were down in Brighton doing our show the other day. He didn't say verily, because
he's modern.
He's more modern than that.
And he's not a ghost.
He's only about 300 years old. But anyway, so David Van Dyne's there. I said, all right, David, you know, cheeseburger, please. And he went, fried onion, friendly.
You're not very nice,
amenable. I said, talk me through some of the old hits, right? And he goes...
He's with Dollar.
When he's with Dollar, he said, who are you with in the moonlight? Biff Baff Boff.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Was that with Mallet?
Dancing Time. I went, hold on.
Hold on a minute.
Paul McCartney and Elton John wrote that, didn't he?
Yeah. What did he say to that?
He said, could you just go through that list again? He said, who was you with in the moonlight? Biff Baff Boff. Hard Day's Night. Dancing Queen. And then, hold on, David.
Just go back a bit.
And he went, hold on, do you want mustard with that? I said, never mind that, David. And I said, you go through this again. You said you wrote Yesterday, which is one of the great
Hard Day's Night. Hard Day's Night,
written by
one of the most famous Beatles songs in history,
Lennon and John McCartney. And so I says,
what do you say about that when you confront
him? He says, sorry, you must have misheard.
Oh, right. Okay.
I said, well, I didn't mishear. I mean, you've got some great hits, Biff Baff Boff with Timmy Mallet. Who was in Within the Moonlight with Trees Bizarre out of Dollar. But you did not write, you know, any of that.
Anyway. You should stop going around saying that you have, because, you know, there will come a time when someone pulls you up on it like Barry's done, right?
That's exactly right. And he gave me the hot dog for free.
Oh, did he?
I called him out. And as I was leaving, I just saw the side door open of his little hut where he serves his shit. And he had no pants on. And he's just standing there with his balls hanging out quite near the deep fat fry. And I said, you're an absolute disgrace. Get a life.
You want to mind you don't batter that thing.
Oh, he nearly did.
Yeah, well, you stuck it on the griddle.
Well, as I was leaving, he'd at my cold discs. He's got them all round the place. And he'd stuck a sticky label for Ryman's. And where it was, who were you with in the moonlight? He put Yellow Submarine.
Okay.
And I said, David, you're not for it. And anyway, that's not a gold disc. That's a normal 7-inch record, which you put some tinfoil round.
Well, anyway, I've gone to see him and the same thing happened.
David Van Day, right?
He's cooking me up a burger and we have a little chat and I said, what have you been up to recently? He said, I've just been writing some new songs.
Yeah, all right.
I said, I said, what have you, which ones have you written?
Yeah,
you know, he went through a number of them, and he said, and you know, and I wrote, Take On Me, you know.
Yeah.
And I said,
Whoa, put the chips down. Take On Me.
I said, mate, David, you can't, you know, you can't do this. You can't. Anyway, we got through that, right? And I said, well, look, I'll see you soon, Dave. And I see you. He said, all right. He said, hang on. And he come round the side of his van, like, and opened the door. And he's got no pants on, and his balls is hanging out.
Yeah,
and his knob's hanging down. And I had a look at the end of his knob.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's had it on the griddle that many times, right? It's gone all flat.
And oh, he's got a flat griddle knob now, where he stuck the thing on, where he cooks the burger, he stuck that on his knob, and it's just his flat bit of brown skin, the shape of a spatula, almost, that's what he's got on the end of his knob.
I said, David, you should go and see the doctor about that because you probably can't do nothing through it.
He says, I said the same.
Yeah.
I said, all your cocks gone all...
Flat and burnt.
Yeah. And he said,
you should see my balls.
Well, yeah, and I have seen them, and it's not a pretty...
No.
And I said, David, look, you are a silly old sod. Mm. All right, the hits have dried up. He denied they dried up.
No, what he said.
He claimed he wrote the Stone Roses new one, didn't he?
And the Highway to Hell.
And the Highway to Hell, he says he wrote. I said, you're a silly old sod. Put some pants on, you silly old man.
Yeah, yeah.
Get that knob seen through and go to the doctor. He said, oh, there's nothing you can tell me about medical stuff. I said, why? He said, because I found the penicillin many years ago. I said, what? I said, well, my achievements are a number of top ten hits.
Right.
Got a burger van. I was on TV's I'm a Celebrity.
Yeah.
I was also on that one with Sonia where they went round in a bus.
Oh, yeah,
I've done all manner of celebrity reality shows. Yeah. And I said, oh, yeah, it's done on that. Discovered penicillin. Mm. And last year I opened a new... I said, hold on, rewind.
Wait, 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 wait.
Wait, all right, you've done the reality stuff. You've had some hits.
Yeah.
You got a burger van.
Yeah.
You then started to say that you discovered penicillin. He said, no, you mustn't.
No, I did. I never said that.
I said, run to him again. Top 10 hits, reality show. I discovered a cure for cancer. And then I got a burger van. Whoa, you know.
It's funny because I was up talking to Timmy Mallett. He's making coffee now in Starbucks.
I've seen him. Yeah.
And I said, all right, Timmy, how's things going?
Calm down.
Right, that's enough of that now.
Yeah, of course.
You know, I said, what are you up to these days? He said, well, I'm making like coffee and stuff. I said, oh, yeah, right, is that like. He said, oh, very much a choice. Very much a choice.
Bullshit.
And I was like, are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
I said, because you've done a lot, haven't you?
Whack-a-day. He said, you've done Wild and White Club.
And,
yeah.
You know, you were on Manchester Radio for a long time. He said, yeah, I was on Manchester Radio for a long time. I did Whack-a-day.
Yeah, that's it.
I did Celebrity Get Me Out There.
Yeah.
I won a Tour de France.
Yeah.
Do you want to come in? Do you want to join us? I said, hold on, I've got the coffee. I said, I'm Celebrity Get Me Out. I said, I'm on the Tour de France 10 times, and I said, listen, Timmy, I said, listen, you haven't, you didn't win the Tour de France, as far as I know you can't ride a bike, you know. And he broke down. He broke down. He said, he broke down. He said, look, I've told everyone I've won the Tour de France, and people come, you get me off in the bank shops, and I said, well, look, you need to stop doing that, mate, because it doesn't impress no one. No one cares, you know. I just hope that you're okay.
Well, did he have his pants on?
No, he doesn't.
He won't do that.
I tell you, the other people in Starbucks are sick to death of having a look at his nuts.
Well, of
and
course
not, but he's bum.
I saw Timmy Mallett. He had no trousers on his ballet. He had his knob hanging out at Starbucks Saturday night. I came in for a cappuccino. It didn't half give me a fright. Whack-a-day, wanking all the day. That's Timmy Mallet's game. Timmy, come on,
put it away.
Couldn't get a rhyme for...
When you write that song down properly, you can think of something, you know?
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing. There's tall stories for a very short man.
I mean, he needs the parent need to give it up.
Just
book a room, get 500 people in there, and just sing them biff, baff, boff over and over again.
But anyway,
people love that stuff.
Shakespeare said he'd come tonight if he can make, because he can transport himself.
He can go wherever he wants, and he'll probably come in for nothing as well.
That's right. And I said, you know, there's a lot of talk about Hamlet. What does it mean?
Existentialism.
Are you the reincarnation of Isis? Was you a genius? Who really wrote your plays?
He said,
John Sullivan, Only Fools and Horses.
Because I asked him that question,
who wrote your
plays,
people come in the venue.
He says John Grisham.
Oh, the writer.
Yeah, he does all the legal dramas.
Well, I'll tell you what happened, because I said to him, look, I've got me down. It's a very popular sort of thing.
Very popular.
And I says, who wrote the plays?
Verily,
it was the same person who'd done Dr. Foster.
Oh, right, yeah, because I said to Shakespeare. Who wrote them plays that you've done? And he said, well, verily, Charlie Dimmock wrote a couple of them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Verily.
All's well that ends well in a shrubbery
and
some herbaceous borders.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've always loved all this stuff. I love that one that, because the funny thing was, do you remember when Charlie Dimmock,
I remember when she
turned
up
at your house. Yeah, I remember
when she turned up. Oh, she was amazing. Charlie Dimmock, come around. Charlie Dimmock came to my house last week. She had with her a massive bush, and she said to me, where can I sweep? I said, I'm not touching that. Charlie Dimmock, I don't know where the bloody hell it's been.
So she came round my house. I crept the downstairs like a mouse. She didn't have the bra on. She was looking smart. I'd eaten some cheesy leaf bake, and I couldn't help but I'd done the fart. Margaret come downstairs, showing off her hair. Charlie said, "I can't remember
Anyway, come and see our show. We're on tour at the moment.
Yeah.
You can get tickets from
livenation.co.uk. We're in Hull tonight, Stafford tomorrow.
The big one tomorrow, Stafford.
Why don't you have a look at live.angelosandbarry.com?
Yeah, to see all the business.
Where we're on.
Where are we going to be?
It's a fabulous show. I loved it last night. God, the Scousers, they're all natural comics.
Yeah, so you make them laugh, blimey.
Make them laugh, blimey. You're doing something right.
My God.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Apologies for the terrible Charlie Dimmock song. We'll try another time.
Yeah, we do one about Handy Andy.
Yeah, no. Until verily next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
This is a Playback Media production. To listen to all our podcasts, visit playbackmedia.co.uk.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.